Let me bring in the interim head coach at the University of Pennsylvania. First of all, Jerome, welcome back. Just give everybody your thoughts about, first of all, what you were able to do this year taking over for Glenn Miller midstream and how that experience was for you. And being a coach and being in charge on the sidelines, what was that like?
Well, I first would like to say I was truly blessed and humbled for the opportunity this season. We went through a lot of adversity, but you know, when you go through things in life, it tends to show you what type of character you have. And I was so appreciative of the work that John Gallagher, Mike Martin, and Vince Curran did in terms of just allowing me to try to facilitate, you know, the basic principles of trying to develop a winning program that, you know, Coach Dunphy was so instrumental in teaching us. I just think, you know, anything in life, when you try to remove yourself from your shoes and look at things from a different perspective, you tend to be more selfless and tend to be more have more empathy, and it tends to be more humbling. And I'm sitting on this stool before you today, you know, nervous, excited, just, you know, full of emotions, because, you know, the guys that are sitting to my left, I don't necessarily speak of myself in the same breath as these guys, and the cause that they're representing today is something that is very near and dear to my heart. And I'm just thankful that I'm able to use my position as a plateau to be able to speak upon this matter. And having said that, as much as I love Fran Dunphy, I'm willing to sell him our scouting report against Cornell. It's not going to come free, but I just think that in the past 12 hours, I've probably had 30 people ask me, you know, what were my feelings on the Temple Cornell first round matchup, and you know, it's been tough for me to answer, but I'm just going to tell you who my final four picks are, and maybe that'll settle it. I have Kansas, Syracuse, Baylor, and it's probably the last time I'm going to say this, but T for Temple U.
Dunph, give it. Dunph, he's putting the pressure on you already.
He's been doing that for a lot of years, by the way. But I appreciate it, Poop.
How about the job Jerome has done under very difficult circumstances?
He's done a phenomenal job, to be honest with you. A very trying situation, and I think he came in with a degree of dignity and class that he has attacked everything he's ever done in his life. And I hate to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway, that I don't know that I would be sitting here today without Jerome out. He kind of saved me about close to 20 years ago, coming to Penn and giving me an opportunity to coach a terrific basketball team, but he led that team. It was kind of like, yeah, we're going to do whatever Jerome tells us to do. So we had a wonderful team, and he deserves a lot of credit for what he has done already. Thank you.
Well put, Dunph, well put. By the way, this morning, when we're done with our discussion, we're going to announce our raffle winners, and the raffle tickets are 3 for $20, 1 for $10, and the grand prize is 2 tickets to our gala, so which is in April, as we mentioned earlier, and then we have a second prize, signed Big Five Hall of Fame basketball, then third is a signed Herb McGee ball, and we need to get Herb in the Hall of Fame, by the way, and the fourth is 2 tickets to our women in sports event. So the volunteers will be walking around. If you could help us out, and $3, 3 tickets for $20 or 1 for $10.